You're listening to the Body.com's podcast coverage of AIDS 2008, the 17th International AIDS Conference. The conference took place in Mexico City from August 3rd through August 8th, 2008.
I'm Glenys Alonso Beaton from Guyana. I'm Executive Director, General Secretary of the YWCA Guyana.
What was some of the highlights of the conference for you?
I'm looking for that now. Oh my God. Are you serious? I can't find one highlight.
Okay, so you know what? We'll ask that question again later. Do you think we're going to end homophobia anytime soon?
Not in the Caribbean.
And why do you think the Caribbean is so difficult about this issue?
Because of our upbringing, our morals, our Christianity, Bible-trained conscience. I'm not going to easily part with that tradition. But I think they have their life to live, I have mine. If you're going to impinge on their life, then I see a problem. If they're going to get into my space as a woman, then I have a problem.
Is it legal to be a homosexual in Guyana?
No, it's not.
So you can go to jail for being gay, whatever that means?
Yes. No, not in public. You can go to jail for anal sex.
So being a lesbian is legal?
Neither, but it's more a covered issue to think about it. The lesbian are more indoors. The gay would like to be up front and in your face.
So yeah. It's difficult. Do you think we're winning the fight against HIV?
No.
What do you think some of the biggest problems still are?
The biggest driver of HIV is little bit investment in women and girls. They need to put far more investment in women and girls. Stop domestic violence. We have one woman in every 3 days dying in Guyana because of domestic violence. And you have to stop stigma and discrimination. We have to start treating HIV and AIDS as a disease or a virus, not as a killer.
Who are the most infected in Guyana?
Women. Women and young girls. So investment needs to be directed there.
Is there HIV treatment, ARVs, in Guyana now for everybody who's infected?
Not for everybody.
So who gets and who doesn't?
I guess if you manage to know the people who have, you get.
So if you're in a rural area and you're poor?
No, out of the question. Out of the question. Because some of our areas, you have to either get by plane or by a day traveling boat and those kind of things.
So there are little roads and little cars, yeah, and no public transportation in those areas?
No. Limited, very limited, because our country is pretty big and you have people living in some real dense place, but not everybody. And there is this silence. I think if women come out in Guyana, like how women came out here, it might help, but the stigma is high.
Nobody's out about being HIV positive? There's no role model in Guyana?
I'm wondering if I saw any. I haven't really saw a woman stand up. Some I know personally, but would like to keep it discreet. Back to my question, the highlights. The exhibition for me was very much informative. Some of the booths, I was able to go and learn a lot more from some of the workshop sessions. I think one thing that surprised me coming out of that kind of culture was the emphasis on MSM. I'm still lost at that. And women issue need to be more on the table other than that, because HIV is a woman's face. She has to take care of it. She is the one that gets it. But I was pretty much surprised.
What surprised you in particular?
Well, let's say because of my culture, to see so much of them here. But I need to be fair. It affects them a lot. And if we women haven't really pushed to get our agenda on the table, then we suffer.
And what about HIV testing? How prevalent is it for people to be able to test? Do most people have access to testing?
You can go and test. You can go and test. Some are paid. Some you can go openly. But people don't go and test because of the stigma and discrimination. Limited confidentiality.
What's the source of the stigma, do you think? For women, what is the feeling people have? If you have HIV, then you are... Could you finish that sentence?
Dead. You're dead. Uh-huh. By the time the women hear it, they're waiting at the funeral parlor just to be buried.
But what do people think, that they're doing something bad, that that's why they got HIV?
Yes. You see, because HIV is linked to sex, and we totally misunderstand sex. Thank God for sex, I'm here. That's the problem. We need to really look at the word sex before we start stigmatizing sex with HIV. HIV, yes, comes from that, but sex is a good thing. The Bible says that, and it's good for reproduction.
What's the primary risk factor for women who get affected?
Domestic violence, poverty. The two of them almost together now.
Are they in long-term partnerships when they get affected, or concurrent relationships?
Most of them have more partners. They eventually going to get more.
Is that an economic necessity to
survive
in Guyana?
Yes.
As a woman?
Yes.
Are most women uneducated and not able to get good jobs to pay for supporting their children and their house?
Yeah, because of the single parent thing. So you end up having 6, 8, 9, 10 children. And
how prevalent is marriage? Do men stick around and pay for the kids?
No, they don't stick around. They go their way. Men usually go their way. That's why I wanted to know why so much men is on the agenda other than women. Because we women, it's left with everything. But I suppose we have to fight more for our issues on the agenda.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebody.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
Thanks for listening to thebody.com's podcast coverage of AIDS 2008. For much more coverage of this conference, including news, research, video, our photo journal, and, of course, more podcasts, visit us online at thebody.com/AIDS2008.